unyielding valor in the face of adversity, tonight's Conservative Chronicles. In today's tumultuous political landscape, the essence of conservative tenacity has never been more critical. From the razor-edge dramas of Capitol Hill to the ideological front lines at the nation's borders, our resolve is tested, yet remains unbroken. Tonight, through the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity, we witnessed a masterclass in conservative punditry. Each show, a beacon of truth, dissected the day's events with the precision and fervor that our times demand. Join us as we traverse the ideological battlegrounds, armed with insight and fortified by principle, in our relentless pursuit of a nation that holds fast to the values of liberty, integrity, and unwavering patriotism. Standing tall in the saddle, the Ingram Angle takes on America's challenges. In a world teetering on the brink of absurdity, when the House's impeachment showdown resembled a high-stakes game of political chicken, with DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas narrowly dodging the bullet thanks to a contentious vote, the Ingram Angle stood tall in the saddle, casting a discerning eye over the day's tumultuous events. With the razor-thin margin of defeat and the surprising switcheroo by Blake Moore, the spectacle underscored the GOP's struggle to marshal its forces effectively against the backdrop of an unwieldy opposition. It was anything but a typical night in Washington, D.C. Laura Ingram, with the precision of a seasoned marksman, dissected the day's political drama alongside Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs, exploring the intricate dance of power, loyalty, and conscience that underpin the impeachment efforts. In a candid exchange, Biggs laid bare the motivations driving the charge against Mayorkas, painting a picture of duty and resolve in the face of what many conservatives see as a dereliction of duty at the nation's southern frontier. But the night was about more than the Capitol Hill's high drama. It was a clarion call to the conservative faithful, a reminder of the ideological battles that lie at the heart of the nation's current strife. The Ingram Angle delved into the Senate's border bill debacle, dissecting the proposed legislation with the meticulousness of a seasoned strategist, laying bare the hollowness of promises made and the stark realities of a bill that, in the eyes of many conservatives, seemed to pay lip service to the dire needs of border security while pandering to a broader, perhaps less tangible political agenda. Ingram, ever the astute observer, drew parallels between the Senate's border bill fiasco and what she sees as the broader malaise afflicting the Biden administration. With a blend of humor and razor-sharp wit, she navigated through the complexities of the issue, from the specter of chimney smoke at the FBI headquarters signaling another bureaucratic shuffle to the siren call of the Green New Deal that seems to divert attention and resources from pressing issues like border security. As the Ingram Angle reached its crescendo, the narrative shifted to a more introspective gear, pondering over the wisdom enshrined in Trump's The Art of the Deal, reflecting on the indomitable spirit of the conservative movement in the face of adversity and the relentless pursuit of accountability, from the halls of Congress to the heartlands of America. In a deft move, Ingram turned her gaze to the upcoming electoral showdowns, articulating with clarity and conviction the stakes involved and the imperative for conservatives to rally, to rekindle the fires of patriotism, and to stand steadfast in the defense of the ideals that define the nation. Through a masterful blend of storytelling, insight, and unapologetic conservatism, the Ingram Angle once more proved itself as a beacon for those who hold dear the values of freedom, responsibility, and the unwavering belief in America's greatness. Amidst the cacophony of the day's political theater, Laura Ingram and her show stood as a testament to the enduring power of conservative commentary, a forum where wit meets wisdom and where the soul of America is fiercely, lovingly debated. Winging It with Jesse, fluttering through the madness. Folks, fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a turbulent flight through the latest episode of Jesse Waters World on Fox News Channel, where we dive beneath the surface of conservative dialogues with the zest of a spicy jalapeno. With a cocktail of humor and hard-hitting analysis, we embark on a thought voyage, navigating the stormy skies of American politics, culture, and beyond. Let's cut to the chase. The border chaos is sizzling like a stakeout in the Sahara, and not in the good way. With a $20 billion tag, the latest border bill is stirring a pot no one asked for, leaving borders as open as a 24/7 diner. Senator Lankford, a key figure in this conundrum, dodged the show like it was the plague 2.0, opting for softer touchdowns with CNN instead. But folks, the essence here is clear. It's a masquerade aimed at padding the Senate's pockets while the American people get the short end of the stick, or should I say, the broken fence. Veering into the heart of Gotham and the Windy City, we encounter a bizarre reality. Mayors who play the race card faster than a magician on a caffeine spree. Yet the chorus of dissent comes from their fellow chocolate and caramel citizens, fatigued by policies that seem more aligned with a circus than civic management. It's a revelation, folks. Beneath the veneer of racial solidarity lies a multitude of sins committed in broad daylight against the very people they swore to protect. Enter the realm of Hollywood, where fantasies collide with harsh realities. Gina Carano, an actress axed from Disney's roster for daring to breathe opinions contrary to the House of Mouse's gospel, is striking back with a vengeance, aided by none other than the modern Midas, Elon Musk. It's a tale of David versus Goliath, reimagined, where tweets, not stones, are hurled in defiance against the ironclad edicts of narrative compliance. Carano's saga is a beacon for every voice stifled in the echo chambers of Tinseltown, a reminder that the spirit of defiance thrives, pulsating with the lifeblood of free thought. As if the episode hadn't already taken us on a grand roller coaster, we find ourselves transported to a world where butterflies are the new therapists. Yes, you heard it right. In a corner of the academic world, climate anxiety is being treated not with words, but with wings. A professor morphs into a butterfly, offering solace in the cocoon of performance art. It's an ethereal journey, albeit one that might leave some scratching their heads, pondering whether we've fluttered too close to the flame of absurdity. Wrapping up this whirlwind of an episode, we're left with a platter of food for thought, a mosaic of modern dilemmas served with a side of wit. From border follies to Hollywood battles, from mayoral missteps to butterfly cures, Jesse Waters navigates the tempest with the poise of a seasoned captain, leaving us amused, bemused, and above all, intrigued. So whether you're a diehard conservative, a wandering centrist, or even a curious liberal, this episode of Jesse Waters' World is a smorgasbord of insights and entertainment, a vivid reminder that the world is often stranger than fiction, especially when viewed through the lens of Jesse's world. Until next time, folks, keep your minds open, your spirits high, and maybe, just maybe, keep a butterfly net handy. Cognitive conundrums and cocaine hippos, a night on Hannity. In a world where the news cycle spins faster than a politician backtracking on their promises, Hannity serves up a nightly dose of conservative wisdom with the flair of a seasoned radio disc jockey. The latest episode didn't disappoint, diving headfire, stent into the chaotic waters of immigration policies, presidential blunders, and believe it or not, cocaine hippos. Starting with a dive into the heart of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams found himself in the spotlight, but not for reasons he'd probably desire. His immigration policies have stirred a hornet's nest, causing disruptions felt far and wide. Yet, in a perplexing twist, Adams cries racism at his critics, much like invoking a Fannie Willis defense. Curtis Lua, a man with his ear to the ground in New York, weighed in, painting a picture of a city grappling with policies that are less about practicality and more about PR. Then shifting gears to a more bizarre but equally true story, we find ourselves in Colombia facing a crisis unlike any other, cocaine hippos. Yes, you read that right. Descendants of Pablo Escobar's illegally imported zoo are now running amok, proving that even in death, the drug lord's legacy lives on in the most unexpected and heavy set of ways. Our gallant reporter, positioned precariously close to these mammoth mammals, offered a first-hand account of the chaos they're causing. It's a story that, upon hearing, you're not sure whether to laugh or call the authorities. Amid these riveting discussions, Hannity took a moment to focus on a figure that has become the left's favorite target of derision, President Joe Biden. Clips showcased the commander-in-chief in less than flattering moments, sparking debate about his capacity to lead. With cognitive slips seemingly more frequent, the question on everyone's lips was whether Biden's presidency is a ticking time bomb of gaffes. conservative stalwarts like Ted Cruz weighed in, pulling no punches in their critique of the current administration's handling of everything from border security to international diplomacy. But what's an episode of Hannity without dipping into the punditry pool? Enter discussions around Kamala Harris's political ambitions and the Supreme Court siding with or against Trump in his latest legal battle. The program dissected these topics with the surgical precision of a constitutional scholar armed with a Fox News subscription. Peppered throughout the discourse were moments that bordered on the absurd. From New York City's mayor giving a new meaning to the term playing the race card, to the Supreme Court potentially deciding on Trump's eligibility to run for office based on accusations of insurrection. Hannity navigated these discussions with a wit and candor that oscillated between genuine concern for the country's direction and sheer amusement at the political circus. In summary, Hannity delivered a rollicking good show, blending serious political analysis with stories that sound like they were ripped from a late-night comedy sketch, from the failing immigration policies to the man who speaks to ghosts, and not forgetting the marauding cocaine hippos. It was a night of television that informed, entertained, and occasionally bewildered. The hallmark of a classic Hannity episode, you could say. The beacon of conservatism. As we conclude tonight's journey through the heart and soul of conservative commentary, let us take a moment to reflect on the strength and resilience of our movement. In the face of adversity, our voices grow stronger, our resolve firmer. Shows like The Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity not only inform and entertain, but serve as rallying points for a community bound by shared ideals and a common purpose. Let this newsletter be your guide in the ongoing struggle for the soul of our nation. Together, standing tall and unwavering, we forge ahead, guided by the eternal flames of freedom and the indomitable spirit of American conservatism. Until tomorrow, stay informed, stay engaged, and above all, stay true to the ideals that make us great.